time for Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show. It's Radio Now. 11 people were killed and 6 other injured after a shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue. This happened in Pittsburgh's Squirrel Hill. 4 of those injured were law enforcement officers who responded to the scene. President Trump, he condemned Pittsburgh's shooting that happened. He said it was absolutely evil.
There must be no tolerance for anti-Semitism in America or for any form of religious or racial hatred or prejudice. This was a baby naming ceremony at a sacred house of worship on the holy day of Saba.
Yeah, just absolutely sad. Our thoughts and prayers to everybody in Pittsburgh and around the country going through that. An update, we caught that guy. Remember the guy setting up those pipe bombs that they didn't know if they were meant to blow up or not?
Yes.
Caught the dude, and kind of a strange character. I don't know if you heard about this, but apparently he was an amateur bodybuilder back in the day. He was also an exotic dancer. Kind of like a Chippendale. We're giving away Chippendale tickets, but they have nothing to do with this guy. But we're giving those away coming up here on the Joe and Alex Show. But yeah, the guy was caught because I guess they used like DNA, like fingerprints on there. That's how they caught him.
On the envelopes that had the fake bombs in there that weren't supposed to go off, but
Not that I'm like a domestic terrorist or anything, but like when we hear criminal stories, especially with Murder Monday or anything, it's like, okay, doesn't this guy do his research and know you have to wear gloves?
Yeah,
I'm glad he's a dummy, but come on. So we'll see what happens with that. He's been charged with so many different things. Liv, I'm sure you were watching the World Series this weekend, and you know this already, but for everybody else, the Boston Red Sox are the 2018 World Series champions. They beat the Dodgers in game number 5 to take their 4th championship in 15 years. Can you guys share, please? Steve Pierce is the World Series MVP, and what game was it? Was it Saturday?
Yeah, it was last night.
It happened
last night, but the game started late because it was in L.A., so it was Pacific time, so the game went super late. I didn't watch all of it. I watched maybe the first inning or so, but okay. I caught it from the beginning that the Red Sox were going to win.
Yeah, World Series champs right there. Speaking of sports, how about the Colts? Yeah, they beat the Raiders yesterday, which is cool. They won 40-28. They look good, and they're off this week. They're going to play the Jaguars November 11th. They got their bye week. The big story, though, Colts kicker Adam Vinatieri became the NFL's all-time leading scorer with a 25-yard field goal in the late second quarter. Also helped my fantasy football team, Big Bald Baby, so thank you for that. He's my kicker. He broke the Pro Football Hall of Fame kicker Morton Anderson's record of 2,544 career points. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was amazing, but also it's not that big of a deal that we beat the Raiders because the Raiders are 1-6 now.
Yeah, okay. Don't hate on the big win, though.
Yeah, sorry. I guess a win is a win.
Colts got to win some games here. So that was kind of fun. There were 2 winners for the Powerball over the weekend for $687.8 million. The winning tickets were sold in New York and Iowa. Has a winning ticket ever been sold in Indiana?
I'm sure.
Please tell me there has been, because I'm like, when are we going to win?
I actually think a lot of people in Indiana have won.
Okay, well, I have not won, so that does not count then. Also going on, we announced this last week, it's official. Do you know what today is? It's a big Monday in my life in the Pesh household.
Is it National Blue Cheese Day?
No. Oh, gross. Who eats blue cheese?
Chili Day?
Ooh, that's every day. No, it's... Neither one of those are close. It's McRib Monday.
Oh, yes.
I don't get paid to say this, but I should. McDonald's McRib is back, and I'm going to eat it up. If you work in McDonald's, can you tweet us at Joe and Alex Show? I hear they're very healthy, so they're all part of Joe's journey. But I'm totally looking to dig into that one. Today, if you didn't know, is National Cat Day. Who's celebrating?
I'm sure our boss is.
That's
she has 2 little cats.
I used to have 2 cats named Biscuits and Gravy. They were really cute.
I love that.
They were awesome. And speaking of important things involving animals, as we wrap up Joe's Need to Know News today, this is so funny. This photo's went viral. Even if you're not a pet person, Alex, I think you'll laugh your butt off. A woman named Betsy in Oklahoma City says she recently figured out that her dog, Princess, has been sneaking out at night and going to a McDonald's and pretending to be a stray to scam people into giving her free food.
What? That is seriously me as a dog. Genius.
Yeah,
incredible.
Chicken nuggets.
Hey, this shows that dogs actually know what the hell is going on.
Yeah, they're so smart.
This is what happened. Betsy caught Princess in the act on Sunday and then posted a picture on Facebook, and it's going viral. She asked people not to feed her anymore. Quote, "If you see my dog at McDonald's, quit feeding her fat ass."
Wow.
That is Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show.